Welcome to the Imagine Momcast. More community, more Jesus, more fun. Hi, this is Elaine Kohanowitz, and today I'm going to talk to you about doing an Easter egg treasure hunt. So this is something that I found a couple years ago. I was trying to find something special that I could do with my kids on Easter that would, you know, talk about the resurrection, but also be fun. And they were getting a little bit too old to just do the, you know, finding the Easter eggs. Okay, some of them are getting a lot too old to find the Easter eggs, actually. But I had, at the time, I think my eldest was 19 all the way down to 7. So, and there's 6 kids. So, you know, it was a little bit challenging to find something that they would all like. So I looked around because I was thinking about like a scavenger hunt or a treasure hunt, because that's something, you know, pretty much any age likes. And I found a treasure hunt on a website called childrensministry.com. I think it's supposed to be more for like kids ministry or youth group, but it worked great for my kids, so I adapted it to our family. And you can find it on my blog at imaginemom.com/blog, and it's under Easter egg treasure hunt. I will have a link in the show notes as well, and I have a great printable PDF that I made, so you can just print it off, and there's lines to show you where to cut and instructions to show you where to hide everything. But it's really, really fun. So what I did was each clue has a verse on it. And in that verse, there's, you know, something that's usually kind of an object. And so that gives you a clue as to where to look for the next clue. So for example, the first verse is about when the lady came in to Simon's house and she anointed Jesus's feet with oil, and they complained, with perfume, and they complained that she shouldn't have spent so much money. But Jesus said, well, the poor will always be with me, but I won't always be with you. So this is really important what she's doing. So that's the first verse. So when they read that verse, then they have to figure out where the next clue might be. So in this case, it's pretty obvious that it would be near perfume. So the next clue is hidden somewhere in your perfume. So they have to, you know, run around the house and figure out where perfume would be. Now, for the older kids, I just left it open-ended like this. The clues are numbered, and also there's a little like hint on it. You can see that when you print it out. But, you know, I wanted them to kind of have to think a little bit since they're older, so I didn't really tell them where to look for it. But if you had younger kids, you could definitely just add, you know, either the word about where it is, like go look under mom's bed or something like that. Or you could just use a highlighter and you could highlight the important words so that they could, you know, figure out where the next clue is. Or if you're doing it with kids that are a little bit younger, and also you want to make sure that they read the entire verse, you might do it with them, and then you can read the verse, and then you can tell them, you know, where to look next, or you can give them a clue about where they might want to look next. So what we did was, since we had 6 kids, I put the older kids with the younger kids. So there was pairs of 2. Each pair had an older kid with a younger kid, and each team had their own colored eggs. So that way, when they were looking for the clues around the house or the yard or wherever they were in the garage, you know, they were all over the place depending on what the clue was, then they would only be looking for their colored egg, and that way they wouldn't take any other team's egg. So at the end, for me, what I did was I put a basket for each child, and I filled it with stuff that, you know, this particular to them, like their favorite candy or some little thing like their favorite cartoon character socks or something like that. You know, I filled it with a few items like that. But I also told them that whoever got to the end first would get the grand prize, which in this case was the first scoop of Death by Chocolate ice cream. So it was really fun, and the kids had a great time. They were just running around like crazy, trying to figure out what the clues were and trying to beat the other teams. And they really liked it. Now, I will say the first year we did it, when my youngest was 7, he didn't love it. He said that he really would have rather have done the just finding Easter eggs with the candy in them. But it's really funny because now he's 9 and he told me this year, he's like, I really want to do the treasure hunt this year, Mom. And I was like, you don't want to find Easter eggs? And he's like, no, I want to do the treasure hunt. So it's amazing what difference a couple years could make. But I would say, though, if I had younger kids, I would probably still do this, but I would also do a hunt where they could just find the eggs too, because that's really fun. And maybe the prize for the treasure, you know, hunt would be smaller since they got, you know, their candy and their eggs instead. But anyway, it's really fun. I hope you guys enjoy it. So go check it out, print it out, get yourself some colored eggs, and just have a great time. So happy Resurrection Day, and I hope you have a wonderful Easter. I'm so glad you joined me today. If you were encouraged, or if you heard something you think a friend would really love, please share this episode with them. And if you want to connect, you can join us at Imagine Mom on Instagram, Facebook, or the web. Thanks for listening.